Hello. I'm not Pranam. but Pranam couldn't be here, you know, because of all these visa problems and things like this. So I will be speaking on his behalf. And plus, I also work with him on this section, so I think it's okay. Okay, so I'm Pedro, by the way. Pedro Silva, so I'm now talking on behalf of Pranam. So what is feature restrictions and feature locking? It was a section developed by Pranam within Collabra Online. And the main goal here was to add an additional lever, an additional option to any sysadmin. So so basically it's a switcher, or perhaps better described as a set of switchers that allow sysadmin to hide a set of features. Maybe, you know, you want to restrict the users, the usage of your resources, or maybe other option. Maybe you just want to avoid the users to use, I don't know, formatting a cell or something like this. There is a lot of these use cases that you can have for hiding those features, which is useful. So it's always this on-off straightforward switcher. But what if you do not want to hide completely the feature, you just want to lock it? So imagine, I don't know, again, a sysadmin, a hoster, an integrator might have higher ceiling, but that higher ceiling for, you know, for system resources, it needs to be maybe, you know, either paid by the user, but still they want to offer this initial, I don't know, initial, this hostage that they normally have package with completely gratis set of softwares. And this is where feature locking enters in. So as it says here, it basically adds this lock icon, and then, you know, the user, imaginary case scenario, has a hosting, the user has a free hosting plan or something like this, and does as limit of system resources usage, but then after clicks that icon, any of these locked icons, sees a pop-up to start to have, you know, a proper hosting account. So there's a lot of interesting use cases here. But how this is done? So that's the interesting part, I would say. So there is these two keywords, this is user locked and is user restrict. And they are just, again, as I said, switchers, so on, off, true, false. And this can be, set in the CoolWST XML. So it's very easy. It's just, you know, open CoolWST XML. You can even do it locally. You can try it. You know, you can even lock it and then, you know, call your, I don't know, brother or cousin that normally screws up all the formatting and tell him, try to now screw up. And he cannot because all those formatting options are hidden. So it's very interesting, a joke to do. And how this looks like. So this is an example. You see, he cannot mark any text bold, even if he tries very hard. So it's an example. Or he can, but you see, the italic option disappears. See the difference between restricted and locked, these CoolWST options stated here. So I think it's pretty much it. Thanks, Pranam, for the presentation.